Welcome to Boston's Best, a podcast where you go behind the scenes with financial planner Mark Condon as he asks industry-leading experts in and around Boston to talk about their businesses. Mark will find out what sets these companies apart from their competition and how they have risen above the inevitable challenges they have faced along the way to their ultimate success. And now, here's your host, Mark Condon.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to episode 81 of Boston's Best, brought to you by Condon Productions. The goal of this podcast is to highlight businesses in and around Boston. This episode is a first. We have our first repeat guests. My guests on today's podcast are Anthony Passamonte and Lindsay Korak, soon to be Anthony and Lindsay Passamonte. They were on here in September of 2020 promoting their company, Stacked Up Fitness. They have grown their company steadily since last appearing on Boston's Best and are now promoting their new product, Stack Tracks. In this episode, Lindsay and Anthony share their journey from early pandemic to now. They are strength and conditioning coaches that realized very quickly into COVID that there were many limitations and restrictions when it came to programming workouts at home. You have to spend thousands of dollars buying bulky equipment that cause you to sacrifice a lot of space at home. Insert StackTrax. StackTrax is an incredibly versatile fitness tool that was created to provide a convenient training solution at home for all fitness levels. From pull-ups to push-ups to dips to squats, you can get a full-body workout with this one piece of equipment. Anthony and Lindsay share with us the journey from napkin to reality as they created this amazing product. And be sure to listen to the end as they share the advice they give someone looking to start their own business, what they would tell their 18-year-old selves, and how they define success in any given year. And so, with that introduction, I hope you enjoy this episode of Boston's Best. Good morning, Anthony and Lindsay. You guys are the first repeat guests on Boston's Best. How are you?
All right.
Good. How are you? Thanks for having us again.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited to have you two on here. You two were one of the early guests. I think you were around maybe like 14, 15, somewhere around there. And now you're episode 81. So been a lot of episodes in between.
Kudos to you for being on that episode.
Yeah, I mean, consistency. So the fact that you're killing it. I mean, we've been listening to you from getting, you've had so many great businesses on. So huge.
Yeah, I love that you're on Spotify because when I go on the treadmill, you're one of my top podcasts that I listen to.
So. Oh, wow. Well, that is flattering because considering I don't really know what I'm doing and I just kind of ask questions and everyone else is really the featured guest. But that's good to know. I appreciate it. But yeah, with everything you guys have had going on in the last been a year and a half, pretty much since you have been on the podcast, there's been a lot of changes, a lot of exciting updates. So I'm excited to get into it. So before we get into StackTrax Fitness itself, give us a little background on what you two were doing when I first had you on and kind of how the transition has been up to this point.
Yeah, we definitely listened to the last podcast to make sure we knew where we were last time we talked to you, because everything, I'm sure you understand, having a baby, everything just becomes a blur and combined. So we did update ourselves last night with where we were.
And what a change. I think that's the biggest thing is, since we talked, which has been about 18 months or so, you know, so much has changed, not only how we pivoted our business model through COVID and the changes that we all went through in 2021, but there's been just so many little things that have just built up to this big explosion of StackTrax, which is really our new product. We've actually designed, innovated, patented, got everything squared away to launch a beautiful product that we called StackTrax, which is a huge transition from us being from Stacked Up Fitness, which was our physical coaching, hands-on, lifestyle, performance coaches, training philosophy, the whole nine yards. And it just, we wanted, throughout the pandemic, we've always tried to pivot and learn and grow. And we found that throughout the years of hammering online coaching, we wanted to create a better experience for our customers, right? For our clients. Through that, we actually were able to design a product that we found didn't exist. And we started getting innovative because we're as entrepreneurs and trying to really build something and continuously growing. We started going down the rabbit hole of how do you invent a product? We found out through research and patent discovery that no one had came up with this lock-in detachable like anchoring system. Okay. We kind of designed it while we were coaching you know, flipping.
Well, it actually started when Anthony was like, we need other equipment in our house, because we had knocked down a wall in our house. Half of our house is a gym. And that's where we train our clients out of and had our virtual studio. And clients were getting bored of the same stuff. And we were trying to figure out ways that we can get different types of equipment into our home and their homes that was affordable. And Anthony came up with this anchoring system that is used in the cargo industry. And he was using it to anchor bands. And that's essentially kind of what he used it for. And then I said to him, I said, is there anything in the fitness industry that, like, you know, wouldn't it be cool if these different anchors were different pieces of fitness equipment and you can detach different types of equipment into this
locking mechanism?
And so we started doing our research and realized that there was nothing out there. No one even thought to use what was in the cargo industry to even connect bands. So we started doing research and we're like, holy crap. I think there's nothing here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we just went to work. We met with a patent attorney. We started looking for engineers and designers to bring this concept to life. And we did hire a designer.
Really a team.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we teamed up with 52 Launch, which is right here in the Metro West, right here in Framingham.
Okay.
The guys are absolutely incredible. So I can tell you right now, if you have any listeners,
if you have an idea and want it to come to fruition, definitely check out 52 Launch.
I haven't heard of them, to be honest.
I'll tell you right now, get them on the podcast.
I'd love to have them on the podcast.
Yeah.
They're incredible.
Okay.
You know, they really take your idea from napkin to launch. And not only are the designers there and even the marketing team, everyone that's part of that team is just so uniquely amazing, because it takes so much pressure off your shoulders as inventors.
Because we don't know what we're doing.
No clue. Right? Like, wait, we have to get a Chinese manufacturing company because it's kind of expensive to do it right here in the US at this stage. And it just was a breath of fresh air when we got in to work with them. And from where we live, they work right there in the Saxonville Mills, right down the street from us. It was literally a walking distance to what we had to do. So now we have this amazing team within walking distance to our home. And it allowed us to create a business while still being able to, you know, train and coach and service our clients, which we're super passionate about. Yep. But it allowed us to pivot. And I think that was what was really important, is that through this pandemic, so many people, like restaurant owners and businesses, they had to figure out a way to generate revenue in, you know, again, this whole new reality that we're living in.
Yeah.
And so as coaches who do online coaching, everyone went to online coaching. We had to. So now this market is massively oversaturated. And we started going, like, do we want to just try to fight this huge market where some really big players are already sucking up a lot of clientele? I mean, you have Nike, you have Peloton, you have, you know, Apple Plus coming out, like all these apps. Everyone has a fitness app.
Yep.
We didn't know if we could fight with that. We're great coaches. But the fact is, like, do we want to go down and build content all the time? And we were just fortunate enough to know that this product that we kind of had an idea on was something that was so unique. And as amazing as it is, it's an engineering feat, we actually did. And it might not look like it is, but it took us up to this point from the last time we talked to right now. It took that long to design this to make it strong, durable, workable, so that a consumer could use it properly. And we found out the reason why it hadn't been created is because it truly is something that needed to have some engineering behind it. Yeah. It couldn't be like, hey, I'm just going to stick something on the wall and use it as a pull-up bar or a dip bar or a push-up bar.
I mean, we learned about metal tolerances. Like, because we had to go back and forth. It would be too loose. And then you know, we were trying to make it as tight as possible. And then we had to take into consideration the metal tolerances between the two fittings. And so that's what took forever, is finding that exact measurement,
sweet spot
that was easy for the consumer to be able to lock the pin through, but also be snug enough for them to be sturdy and durable.
And literally not rip out of the wall, right? So when you're talking about a wall,
weight distribution.
And I'll tell you, it's crazy. The number of holes we put in this wall to build and test, and then have the manufacturing test and the back and forth. So all of that just came together as we're coaching. And I think what's funny is we're kind of getting off a little bit of topic, right? So like the whole premise of it all is like the transition of what happened. Like we were doing fundraisers and, you know, we just went to a PTO event over at Natick Memorial. We were able to kind of have a presence with Stack Tracks, but also get to warm up the kids and warm up the whole, you know, fundraising event this past Halloween. And that's how we're being looked at. We're not only being looked at as an inventor of a product, but we're also coaches helping, serving the community.
Yeah.
And you don't see that a lot with products anymore, that, you know, you have a kind of owner operator, if you would. We designed a product because we're passionate about it as coaches. And now we're able to give a product to a client and say, this will help you get better, whether with you or not. And it's like, now we get to serve a bigger audience. And now the passion of everything that we've ever wanted to coach from like fitness, fuel, and life.
It's right? still our philosophy. And, yeah. and that's the beautiful part is Stacked Up Fitness was our technically our old business, but it's still our philosophy for right. Stacked Tracks. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the transition of Stacked Up Fitness is going to be how we speak to health and fitness. Stacked Tracks is going to be a tool to be able to do that.
Yeah. So I love like, part of the reason why I started this podcast is just to, one, help promote local businesses, you know, in the area. And one thing I've loved seeing throughout just the whole last 2 years, essentially, is the way people have pivoted. Like, you know, Anthony mentioned restaurants, right? Like I think of Bourbon's in Framingham. He created a food truck because like they could only have limited people inside that he bought a food truck and just created a food truck. And now he's serving food out of the food truck because it's outdoors. And that was like what they were allowed to do. And now he's keeping it because it's another revenue, a source of revenue for him. It's just like really cool to see the different ways that people have pivoted, right? Like with all the crazy things that have gone on with it, there are some really cool things that have happened due to COVID. You know, people trying to think differently, starting their own businesses. A lot of people started their own businesses in the last couple of years. And to see you guys, you know, you started with Stacked Up Fitness and that's the core of your business, but it's transformed into what you've created now with Stack Tracks Fitness and the product that you have. It's just really cool. And so, and how many variations, like from like napkin to actual product, like I know it was like 18 months, but like how many variations were there of it? Like from the first like model that you had to like the finalized product, was there like three? Was there like 27? Like how many?
100?
I'm laughing. Like went through a snapshot of different photos and videos. And I actually documented the entire thing of Anthony taking his little Dremel.
Yeah.
And we went to, I mean, Home Depot is like our
Home Depot and Natick, right? Yep. So even we'll shoot them all up. I mean,
we were there every day.
I mean, yeah.
We took a bracket, like
a shelving bracket.
And he took his little Dremel and he was putting holes through it and trying to like ricochet the fitting. And so we went through about maybe like 10 to 20 different versions of us doing it and just making sure that, you know, it was feasible. But with 52 launch, I mean,
within a week, not even.
I mean, their designers, Mike specifically, and love Luke, him, yeah. and Luke, the engineer, they knew exactly what we were looking for. And we nailed the design. Actually, I think the first round, they saw our vision, the design was there. And so the process is really interesting because you start with the design. Like, what do we want it to look like, best case scenario?
Yeah.
And then it goes into design for manufacture. So what we think it should be,
it's not going to be that.
Yeah. So then you have design for manufacturer where we go back and forth with our manufacturer overseas and they tweak it to make it functional. So design and then functionality, and then we have to go back and forth. So the design itself actually stayed pretty true to the original one that they created, but the manufacturing side, we had to tweak a lot of things, different ways to lock the actual fitness attachment in. Changed quite a bit because the weight distribution was a huge thing. We had to make sure it was equally distributed. It does have a max weight capacity of 300, which is great. And that why are you laughing?
No, I'm just laughing because it's just like, it's amazing just to think about how intricate these details are. Like I was about to say, I'm like, yeah, we have this cold rolled steel, like carbon steel. Like again, in such a small product, you sometimes forget the details. And I think that's kind of the hard part as business owners and entrepreneurs is that we take our businesses so seriously.
We wear a lot of hats,
right? Oh, but yeah, it's our baby, right? And so when anyone ever criticizes it, we're like, or you just want to highlight everything, and not everyone cares about it yet. It's something that you have to know about, because when people question the validity of it, you have to be like, well, do you have a carbon steel pin? Do you have, like, you know,
multiple, the question that we get all the time is, how does that hold me? And so, you know, we go into the whole, that's exactly what took us the last year and a half is we know. And, you know, that's why there's no detachable anchoring fitness attachment system on the market, is because it does take a lot of work to figure out how it can function properly and hold the weight.
So. Yeah. And you need to be able to explain that when people ask them, especially as a business owner, right? Like, you need you're not going to be able to, I've realized I'm really good at some things and I'm terrible at other things. But as a business owner, you have to know a little bit, at least a little bit, about every aspect of it to be able to talk about it to your clientele, right? Like, you just need to at least be able to talk about it enough where they're probably not going to know anything. You just need to know a little bit more than they do for them to be like, okay, now that makes sense.
Let me tell you, the torque equation and being able to understand rotation and the flex tolerances of
Newton's law.
I mean, I just got an engineering degree in less than knowledge business blueprint, you know?
Yeah. Like,
that's the other part too, is for any of the listeners that are going out, one thing that Lindsay and I sit back sometimes and just smile and dance in the living room about is, we actually took that leap to design a product, right? There are so many people that have these ideas for their own businesses. We're not even talking fitness or whatever, but they have these ideas for their company, just like Bourbon shooting out the food truck. That's you're taking it and just creating another revenue stream within your business model, right? And it's the same thing with designing a new product too. It's like, you have to trust yourself that, you know, this is going to work, right? If you don't want to go into it 100%, if you don't feel that deep rooted, like, gut feeling, like, oh my God, I got to strive to that next level. Like, there is no quit. Like, Lindsay and I talked about it where, you know, we will always be able to pivot. If this doesn't work, all right, how do we adjust? Right.
It was 5 steps ahead.
Like, let's move with it. Right. I mean, when we started Stacked Up Fitness, when everything went down the line, when COVID happened and we had to leave Bossy and come here and train indoors, we're like, all right, how are we going to make it work? What do we need to survive? And everyone did that, right? So then we survived and we kind of stuck with it. And then we're like, well, what else can we do? How can we separate ourselves and create a differentiating piece to our market? Fundraising. Kids need to move more. Mental health is an issue.
Yep.
So then it was like, all right, let's go into this fundraising thing. Let's not just do coaching online anymore. Let's find a way that we can really help serve, like, things that we really are passionate about. Yep. Kids, youth, obesity. And so that's where this whole Stacked Up Fundraising came from. And it was like a marketing platform on top of serving something.
Right.
Then from there, we were just like, wait a second, how do we design something new to make our lives and the customer's experience better? And, you know, we played around and we got, you know, Stack Tracks. And that's this pivoting aspect, that when you have these dreams or have these aspirations of doing something, just do it, you know, go forward with it, and you got to trust it.
And know that you're going to hit so many bumps along the way, but you just have to keep that positive mindset and know that everything happens for a reason. Yep. You know, we say all the time, we've gotten delayed, you know, between shipping and
supposed to launch back in May.
Right.
This is what's crazy.
Now looking back, it's like, that was crazy.
And we're very fortunate, again, going back to 52 launch, like, we busted their butt, like, and we still do today. Like, God, I don't even know if they like us, but the fact is we're pushing them and it's not a push that we want to, you know, disregard their philosophy or their
system,
but this is how we work, right? And so we hope, looking back, it's like, thank you for helping us get better as a company, right?
Because the waiting caused us to do more research, to do things that if we didn't have to wait, we would have skipped over. So,
and we lost a lot of opportunities, which is what we're kind of falling into right now, is opportunities. And that's what's kind of crazy is, and then we sit back and go, do we regret pushing them as much as we did? You know, we know we might piss them off a little bit. They're not talking to us anymore for a week. Like, we have all these things that happen, but, like, it's a push-pull thing. Like, they can be pissed off at us, we can be pissed off at them. But the reality is, when you sit back and think about it, like, it all happens for a reason.
Yeah.
And none of that happened none of this would bring you to this point right now. So it's like, it's this weird thing. Like, I wouldn't have changed anything.
You can't second guess because, like, at the time, because, yeah, maybe you guys get pissed off at each other, but it's because you're both passionate about it. Like, you want to make that perfect product and you're passionate about it. Like, you can't fault anybody for being passionate. If people are just an a-hole, then they're just an a-hole. But if somebody's just passionate and gets, like, excited about it, you know, that's just a different conversation, right? And I like what you said about if you're passionate about something just and you want to start a business or anything, just go do it. Like, so many people are afraid to actually just take that first step, you know, because you're going to fail. Like, there's no doubt about it. Like, the first thing you do is not going to be the most, very unlikely to be the most successful thing you'll ever do, right? And I think about, like, this podcast is just something I do for fun on the side, right? Like, this isn't a monetary thing for me. Like, I don't charge people to come on. Like, I don't make money off of this. But, like, I look back at the very first interview I did. Listen to the first 90 seconds. It is horrendous. Like, it is absolutely horrible. And I cringed listening to it, like, so badly. So I laughed when you know, when we were chatting beforehand that you were like, oh man, we sounded like, you know, I just didn't like the way we came off. Like, we were terrible. It's like, I mean, you'd never know. Like, I had no idea what I was doing. Like, you guys, you just figure it out along the way. As long as you start and take a step forward, like, every failure is just another step to success. Right. So it's really cool just to see what you two have done with StackTrax. So as far as the functionality goes, like, let's get into, like, the full functionality of people, of what people can do with these products.
There isn't anything you can do. So our tech, I mean, we talk about it going from a pull up to push up to core and more, right? It's one stud, endless opportunities. And the reason was we wanted to get a tool that you could have a whole entire gym on one stud. Too many people have, like, this big gym layout or need to run around different rooms to stay on their Zoom, right?
Yeah.
And here we have a tool. I mean, you can see it right here in our back, drop, that you can pull a pin, go up, go down, put it at different heights, depending on where you are. And you can modify so many different exercises that allow you to not only be supported if you need help with doing squats or need help doing lunges, you know, or if you don't like getting all the way down to the ground because it hurts your wrist to do push-ups, you can modify that. You know, you can have a pull-up bar that doesn't take up a whole entire wall. Like, there's no pull-up bars out there that are, one, nice to just put up in a kitchen if you wanted to, or in your bedroom. This allows you to have a pull-up bar that you can literally pull a pin, take the fitting out, and you're left with this very mini track that isn't like obnoxious on the wall.
Yeah.
And it allows you to have this full gamut of gym equipment for body weight to allow you to do everything that you need to get in the best shape of your life.
Yeah. And this is just the beginning. So we started off, you know, we wanted to introduce the market to fitness fittings, what we call it. So the fitness fittings are the attachments that go into our mounting tracks. So you mount the tracks onto the wall, and we recommend a high, medium, and low, but you can put it really anywhere that you want on a stud. And so the mounting tracks, you feed in the attachment and lock it in with a pin. So our two fitness fittings that we have right now is the multi-bar. Like Anthony said, you can do pull-ups, push-ups. You can use it as a balance bar in the middle, down low for a core toe lock. There's a lot of different things that you can do with the multi-bar. It looks like a pull-up bar. We have our handle, which is like an anchor for bands. So you can use your ropes, bands, suspension trainer. So those are our two body weight fitness fittings that we're starting with.
Our foundational pieces,
because there's hundreds of exercises that you can do with just those two alone. And then down the line, we will be coming out with other fitness fittings, depending on, and we already have our whole line kind of mapped out.
Strength line, cardio line.
Yeah, we want to see how the market responds and what people want. So although we got to pivot to what might know what they want, but we want them to tell us what they want. Yeah, so this will be a product line of detachable
fitness equipment. And that's what's kind of cool is the fact that this is a new way to anchor your fitness equipment, right?
Yeah, no more bulky fitness equipment or permanently bulk fitness equipment.
Yeah. And the other part that I was going to say too, so that's kind of like the features and the benefits too behind a lot of this is, you know, we talk about, you know, I just got off the phone with a 75-year-old mom, right? Or grandma at this point. And she was talking about she's into hula hooping, she's into fitness. And she's like, is this a good tool for me? And I'm like, Yes, it is. Because what you're doing is you're creating like a stall bar, like a balance bar, so that she can go through a full range of motion. You can do yoga on it. It's for the older population that might have a hard time with
getting up off the floor,
not only obesity, but like people with poor knees. It allows you to do things for your shoulders. Then on the complete flip side, what's incredible about it is if you're an athlete, if you're like even a high school or middle school athlete, you can use this bar and do speed and agility work with it. So as performance coaches, you know, I've worked with top level athletes in the area where we used bungees and we did speed work where you're going sprinting forward, back pedal, like, and you have that resistance. So it's a speed and agility tool as well. And in addition, you also have it where what we found a lot of parents with families, what's amazing about it is you can have the parents have their own kind of gym set up wherever they want to have it. But now you can install a track in your kid's room. So a lot of times it's embarrassing for kids to train with their parents or train in the gym. Yeah. And now they can take a track in their room. And I remember back in the day, I used to lift by myself in my room because I was kind of embarrassed. You know, I didn't want to lift at the gym with the older kids and vice versa. So now you have kids that can now go into their room, do their pull-ups, practice their push-ups, not do great, but move. And it's that's the kind of cool part about this product is that we now allow this versatility of putting in multiple rooms, you know, giving you the privacy to train in your own room if you need to.
Progressions and regressions.
You know, my little guy, he doesn't work out that much. He likes video games like a lot of young kids do. But when Lindsay and I work out on the stack tracks, we're able to bring it down to a height that allows him to grab the bar. And now we're seeing him coming in when we're working out, doing pull-ups, hanging on it. And it's so touching to see
a young kid
who used to be intimidated. He can't grab the high one. Like he's afraid to fall, you know, for better or for worse. Now he's actually starting to kind of work and move and try to train. Because I think Lindsay and I training intimidate him. Because we're dominant. You know? Oh, by the way, side note, this girl kills it at Spartan races and OCR races. She has been coming in first place in every age group. She's podiumed their whole entire race.
Wow.
The race that she's run this year, she podiumed that.
This is totally a plug for StackTrax because I trained on StackTrax.
Yes. And she had one of the most amazing coaches as well.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
Well, question I have is can James do...
Yes, I am still a better runner than Lindsay.
Well, I was going to get into the upper body strength. Can James do more pull-ups than the two of you? I saw this video of you two doing a little pull-up contest.
Oh, well, yeah, James is
growing. He's working on it.
You got to be playing Fortnite, so.
Yeah. Pretty soon he'll top both of you on the pull-ups.
I know.
Not going to happen. Never. I mean, this is going to be the craziest thing is when your kids start getting better than you. Like, when does that actually happen, you know? And, gosh, you still can't fight me, though. So that's a good thing. I still got him the strength.
Yeah, that'll be humbling. I remember a buddy of mine, we can get back to it. A buddy of mine, his son just turned 15. And I remember years ago, like five years ago, he was being a little punk one day. And I was like, I will always be bigger than you.
Yeah,
he is bigger than me now. The kid is like 6'4". He's 15 years old. He's an absolute monster. And I hope he doesn't remember that conversation. I remember it vividly, but hopefully he doesn't. But he's a monster now. So it's a humbling experience. Like, he's not my kid, but it's a humbling experience when they surpass you in size, I could imagine.
Well, hopefully Camille never surpasses you in height.
I hope not. She's only 10 weeks old right now. So I've got a long way to go, at least.
Remember, you have dad strength now. It's something that the unspoken strength that you get when you have a child, where you get this like superhuman strength where you're going about doing things. And so, yeah, there's just one thing you might have on that 15-year-old always is dad strength, because that's all you're going to say.
That's good to know. So back to, you know, StackTrax. Do you have, you guys had mentioned you got an exciting partnership coming up this year. What does that look like?
Yeah.
Oh boy, special. So
yeah, we're going to be traveling starting end of February. We'll be traveling 2 to 3 weeks out of the month for the entire year.
Wow.
Your van.
Yeah. So when you have networking ability, right? And again, I suggest this for every listener out there.
Reach out to
every person you know, because whether they like you or not, you only met them for a minute or not, like I'm talking with the promotion and the push for StackTrax. I'm talking, I wrote to Oprah, Michelle Obama, I wrote to Justin Timberlake. And if any of them listen or if anyone listens, we want to talk to everybody. We're talking, we wrote to so many people that we needed to get heard. And I think that's another scary thing. And I will tell you this, you have people who you think won't respond, respond.
Yeah.
And it's so crazy that the people that you, that are, you're closer to with, like friends and coworkers and peers, they don't write back to you. They like,
they do not.
Yet I'm telling you, I got some, and I won't list on, I got some like A-class celebrities writing back to me going, this is a cool product. Oh my God, this is amazing. Like professional athletes, wow. Professional OCR athletes, influencers, like crazy. I mean, we have this amazing influencer that, again, it's going to be another partnership for us that we have lined up, who reached out to us and was like, this product is bleeping awesome. You know, you wow. You are an effing legend, you know? And when you get
those, we did a dance in our kitchen.
Yeah, we did our dance in our kitchen. And so getting into this whole thing, I mean, the most amazing thing is reach out to everyone you can, because what happened to us is that we kept on pushing and we got a really global, amazing, like, I don't even know, like this global company, so much influence, over 8 million people, you know, they're ripping 100 million people off the couches. You know, it's wow. Kind of one of these things where they have such influence in the market that we love that we got a interview, aka a talk, where we had to go into their headquarters. And some people might start realizing who this is, but walked in the headquarters one morning, boom. And the guy was like, you got 3 minutes. This is just like Shark Tank. You pitch this idea. I got to move on. Let's go. What is it? And 3 hours later, 3 minutes turned into 3 hours later, we are setting up a time the next day to get to his house to train his kids on our product. Wow. And like our goal is to pretty much, if the kids like it, we're in. So we wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning the next day and we're packed up. We shoot down to his house. He's waking his kids up 5:30 in the morning. They're like, get these kids moving. Lindsay's learning Mandarin. I'm not even joking. She's learning Mandarin. We're talking, we're going around doing the circuit. Lindsay works with this little kid. She's so cute. Alex, she's awesome. And gets her to do a muscle up on this bar.
How old is she?
Oh God, nine. She's 9 years old. She's like,
wow.
And
the look on her face was just like, I'm Wonder Woman. And that it confirms why we created this product, was to build confidence in people. And that was just like such a highlight. But, you know, long story short, we have an amazing opportunity with this company. We can't disclose the name right this second because we're
finalizing.
But
they're buying us a Sprinter van, wrapping it for us. And we have to go to 25 locations up and down the East Coast from Jacksonville, Palm Beach. And we will be able to promote StackTrax while at the same time promoting nutrition, promoting healthy living.
Wow.
Essentially live life. And really fueling everything that we do, stacked up, fitness, fuel, and life. And we did it because we partnered up with a guy and a team and a business that believes in our philosophy, because we are their philosophy at the end of the day.
Right.
Trust us. And so we're going to be traveling. We got a road crew. We got social media influencers coming on board. And we couldn't be happier, because it's exactly what it is. It's like being able to share your passion to serve others. To then,
we have a platform.
Yeah,
to
we
do
have
it.
A platform to do it, and
that's amazing.
Really, and yeah, we get to put StackTrax on the side of this van, and it's like going to be a mobile gym, and it all got pushed through because of this passion and this care. And I know Lindsay said it too. It's like, in August, this will be our week. So we're getting married April 2nd, and we're going to take our honeymoon shortly after. But with this opportunity, like, we weren't able to take our honeymoon, right? So now we actually embedded it. Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, we
embedded
it.
Okay? I felt a little tap.
That was so a twitch.
I didn't know if I needed to.
Sorry. That was not a quiet enough.
We've actually grown. So we've learned how to communicate better. We got in our whole entire package with all these 25 events. This company was like, all right, well, I know you're missing your honeymoon, but guess what? We will send you out to Hawaii. for the week.
Well, there's an event in Hawaii.
There's an event in Hawaii. So we have to work an event. Totally cool. Not sad. This is amazing. Part of our life. We love it. And they told us that we can spend a whole nother week there to have honeymoon time. We then have to fly back. And then we have to go to the Bahamas for
another race
and another event. And that's where we get to meet up with Mr. James, you know, our little guy. And we get to be on vacation with him while doing what we love. And I think that's awesome. A huge, huge thing is that, like, any business owner, anybody,
just keep chipping away.
Yeah, keep chipping away. And I say it to James and I say it all the time, is like, do what you love and get paid for it. And I think it's so hard that we feel like work has to be that and work, right? And you have to be just feeling miserable about waking up every morning because you have to go to this work 9 to 5. And it's like, no, it's like, do what you love to do and find a way to get paid for it. Find a way to, like, live your life the way that you want to live. And that's one thing that Lindsay and I have been able to do. And we're so thankful for it. And, you know, we thank people like yourself who interview us to help us vent about all of our craziness.
No, it's been unbelievable to see what you guys have done. And that sounds like a really, really cool opportunity. So hopefully by the time this comes out, everything's signed, sealed, delivered, and you guys are traveling up and down the East Coast for those 25 cities. That's really, really cool.
Hop in the van with us and do a whole Boston's Best road trip with us, you know?
I mean, I'm not a boat. I mean, I don't know if the wife will like that with the newborn at the house, but
East Coast Best, you know? See, you move up to the East Coast Best, you know?
Yeah. Last few questions, just to kind of wrap it up, is, and I definitely want to go back and listen to the previous episode to see how answers may have changed. But, you know, questions I've asked everybody on this podcast, more or less, is the first one would be, you know, what advice, and you may have already answered this, what advice would you give someone who's looking to start their own business?
Get ready to fail.
There you go.
Seriously, do what you love.
Yeah.
Do what you love and go after it.
So, you know, I think a lot of business owners have that type A personality where everything needs to be perfect. They worry about everything, and you have to let that go, or you have to have that balance, because perfection is not an option being a business owner.
Like,
and if you strive for perfection, you're kind of, you
know. Well, we said it in the last podcast. I don't know if you want
to. Oh, yeah, we did. It was about the perfection thing. It was
don't let perfection get in the way of progress, right? And that's really the true nature of it all, is like, look for the positive sides of everything, because there's always a reason for things to happen. Yes. True, 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 right? And for every negative there is, there's probably a positive that's going to come right after it. It's 100%. How bad do you really want it? I mean, it's all these cliche statements that you hear people say all the time.
But, and that's so funny you say that, because, like, you know, we listen to these motivational speakings and all that stuff, and they say these things over and over. And it's not until you're actually in it and you're experiencing it that you're like, it's so true. It's so true. And
we just listened to this whole negotiation tactics thing for licensing agreements and royalty deals and stuff. And because we're continuously growing, I mean, that's another thing, you have to continuously grow. You always have to, you know, just understand where you are and where you want to go, you know, be forward thinking and at the same time be present. And that's very difficult. I think that's why, you know, again, Lindsay and I work so well together. She lives in this present moment where I live in fantasy Lulu land, you know. A year, 2 years, 3 years down the road, but it balances itself out. And, you know, what we hear is that you almost have to be fearless, you know, and be able to not worry if anyone wants to buy your product or if anyone wants your business. Like, you're doing it because it's bigger than you. Like, if you're doing it for money, then you're going to lose every single time, because all you're not coming through as genuine and really wanting to give. And we talked about this, like, you got to give to get. And it's just this, like, hidden secret that is so difficult. Like, what you're doing right now is you literally are giving us an opportunity to kind of just vent about us, you know, and we thank you so much for that. And we're able to speak about other companies too. Like, again, 52 Launch, and we got to bring up Parlor too. Rachel
at Parlor
and the Brand Studio.
Brand Studio.
Parlor Brand Studio. Right there. Again, they're, you know, they're part of that company, brand.
They did a phenomenal job bringing our brand to life, giving our brand validity. The videos that you see, 52 Launch did some of the videos, but Parlor did our intro video, our founder's video. And it brought our brand to life, and it legitimized our company right off the bat. And it was one of the best decisions that we've made.
Yeah. And Noah, right? Noah, he's a camera guy, videographer. He has such a great story too from Framingham High School and just working with their production company. Totally awesome guys. That crew right there, we should hook you up with them because they are part of Boston's Best.
Yes.
Totally do such a great job with everything they do.
Back to the question that you asked.
I think you guys answered it.
It's all about that. So
the second to last question, and again, I don't remember what you said 18 months ago, but if you could tell your 18-year-old selves one thing now, what would you tell yourselves?
18 years from now?
No, your 18-year-old self.
Oh, my 18-year-old self.
Yeah.
I think it'd be very different between the two of us.
You know, actually, I said this to Lindsay the other day. I sit back right now and where I am with Lindsay and my life and with James and the people I care about. And I actually feel so sorry for my even 10-year-old self, 18-year-old self. I feel even worse for, you know, I just feel bad because at that moment, I don't think I believed in myself. You know, I was trying to reassure myself so much by reassure myself that I was good enough.
Yeah.
And the fact is, I didn't believe in who I was. You know, I felt like there were some really great things for me, but I didn't believe in myself. And I think that to me is what I would tell my 18-year-old self is truly just believe in yourself. You know, don't let the distractions distract you and really sit back by yourself and think, what do you really, truly want?
Yeah.
And the reality is like, I don't know if I'd even want to say anything to my 18-year-old self at this point next to that because things happen for a reason. And I truly have a belief in that. And if anything had changed at 18 years old from now, nothing would be lined up the way that it is with Lynn. Yep. So it's kind of crazy. So I would sit back and I just feel sorry that I didn't believe in myself enough, but I don't think I would have changed it.
Yeah, no, I definitely wouldn't have changed or told my 18-year-old self to do anything differently. But I mean, I just worried about silly things, you know, boys and whatever 18-year-old girls worry about. But I tell her everything's going to be okay. Just keep chipping away.
Yeah. No, I can relate to a lot of what you said, Anthony. Like, I didn't believe myself when I was that young either. And now, like, I'm in a really good spot, you know? Like, you know, I got my boy falling asleep right behind us. I got a two-month-old at the house. I'm married, happily married. Like, you know, I got a good business. I got a, you know, a fun podcast. Like, everything's going to work out. And I focus on so many of the things that just didn't matter when you were younger, but that's all you know at the time, right? Like, you know, when you're 18, you only know of so many things and all you care about are boys and girls, you know, that's all you care about at the time. So I get it. So last question is, how would you two define success today? Everyone has a varying depiction of how they define success. How do you two define it as of today?
Yeah, that question's the last podcast. That's actually what I was falling asleep to last night.
I know.
That was the last question that you asked.
That's the last question I ask everyone. So I would love to see how it's changed, if at all, in the last 18 months.
It's so funny because it hasn't. And our response to it last time was just to be happy and live life to its fullest and take every opportunity as it comes. And we've been living that way and we are happy. We continuously will strive.
Are we happy?
And we'll continuously strive for that happiness and fulfillment. So I think the answer, at least for me, is the same. It's just living a healthy and happy life.
Yeah. So for success for me, definitely with what Lindsay said, but I think what creates success for me personally is communication.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it goes, no one speaks enough about it, but like we have such good communication and we've learned to grow. So growth and communication to me is success because when you can communicate better, whether it's to your audience or communicate with your significant other, or communicate through, you know, your story to others, then you're able to find the success that you're really trying to strive for, that you're speaking about. And for Lindsay and I personally in our relationship, communication is so key that we continue to grow and learn from each other through the arguments and debates and the business related activities, that if communication wasn't there, then we would falter. And if growth wasn't there, we would falter as well. Like, we don't want to ever slip back.
Yeah.
Like, we might have failures, but it's always like fall back is ready for a comeback kind of thing. And so to me, success is great communication and growth. And with that, the sky's the limit of whatever else you want. Everything else is just results from that. So,
love it. The future, Mr. and Mrs. Anthony Passamonte, thank you very much for coming on Boston's Best. Excited to have you guys on. I love everything you guys have done with StackTrax and just your journey. So I really appreciate the time and excited to help promote you guys once again.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, definitely. It's been fun.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, everyone. I just wanted to say thank you for checking out my podcast. I really do appreciate the love I've received for this show. I believe now more than ever, any exposure to local businesses is great for them to receive, and I'm trying to do my part. If you are a local business owner or someone you know in the Boston area that would like to be featured on the podcast, please email me at bostonsbestpodcast@gmail.com. Also, if you enjoyed this episode, please follow this podcast. It's available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. You can also find us on Instagram with the handle @Boston's Best_podcast, as well as Facebook at facebook.com/Boston's Best podcast. Again, I truly appreciate the great feedback for this show, and stay tuned for each new episode every Friday at 8 a.m. Take care.